From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Two Americans and an Israeli are sharing the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. Americans Vinka Traman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Steitz and Israeli Ada Yonath have won the prize for the study of the ribosome. The Swedish Academy says ribosomes translate the DNA code of life. Attorney General Eric Holder says an alleged terror plot disrupted in New York last month was one of the most serious in the United States since the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The attorney general said publicly what law enforcement officials have been quietly murmuring for weeks. The U.S. may have dodged a bullet when law enforcement apparently foiled a plot to bomb targets in New York City. The alleged plot centers around an Afghan immigrant named Najibullah Zazi. U.S. intelligence has been tracking him for some time. He was of concern not just because he allegedly trained in explosives at an al-Qaeda camp, but also because he appeared to be communicating with al-Qaeda operatives outside the country. As a general matter, would-be jihadists in the U.S. are more talk than action. Prosecutors say Zazi was different because he actually possessed the skills he needed to launch an attack. Zazi has pleaded innocent to terrorism charges. Law enforcement officials tell NPR more arrests in the case are coming. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Today is the 8th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan, and the Obama administration continues to seek advice on a new direction. The White House hosted some 18 top lawmakers yesterday. Mr. Obama's national security team will hold another long strategy meeting today. The Obama administration says it's going to dramatically change the way the government treats immigrants whom it wants to deport. Instead of locking most of them up in jails, it's going to detain many in more humane facilities, including former hotels and nursing homes. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
Homeland Security detains almost 400,000 immigrants in jail every year on the grounds that they violated civil immigration laws. Those immigrants sometimes stay months or years in jail while the government tries to deport them. The government says only 6% have ever been convicted of a violent crime, but it still locks up all those immigrants together, along with rapists and murderers. The Secretary of Homeland Security said from now on, they're going to detain immigrants based on what kinds of people they are. So some will end up in kinder, gentler facilities. Janet Napolitano also said that they're going to figure out ways to keep track of immigrants without detaining them at all. Some might wear electronic bracelets. Others just might report regularly to a kind of parole officer. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
European shares opened little change today, but stock markets in Asia and oil prices advanced. The major benchmarks in Asia were up 1% or higher on renewed confidence in a global economic recovery following Australia's decision to raise interest rates. This is NPR News. In Indonesia, the focus is turning toward the health of earthquake survivors. Aid workers from at least 20 countries have traveled to West Sumatra, where tens of thousands of buildings were destroyed. The official death toll from the quake is 704, but the health minister fears it could be much higher. Auto parts supplier Delphi has emerged from bankruptcy under new ownership. The company drastically downsized during its four-year-long restructuring. Michigan Radio's Tracy Sambleton reports.
Delphi was once the world's largest auto supplier, with revenue of $30 billion a year. During the bankruptcy, the supplier closed all but a handful of its U.S. plants and laid off more than two-thirds of its U.S. workforce. Jim Gillette is an auto industry analyst with CSM Worldwide. He says Delphi was a victim of its own size.
It turns out that you're much better off being very focused in what you do. In other words, don't try and bite off too many different technologies or too many different product areas.
Delphi's global steering division has been acquired by former parent GM. The new Delphi is owned by the investors and banks that paid for the company's restructuring. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Sambleton in Ann Arbor.
Fire officials say they are making progress on a blaze near the Southern California mountain community of Wrightwood. They say firefighters have stopped the so-called sheep fire's progression and that it is now 75% contained. The wildfire started Saturday and has burned more than 7,000 acres. Thousands of people who had been ordered to flee returned to their homes yesterday as cool, calm weather helped crews get a better handle on the fire. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News. From Washington.